to Extreme Rookie Season 3, Episode 5, and I have me here,
Tonya, CEO.
So Tonya has been buzzing about.
Is whole, like,
Tonya is a proper hoe, and he has been hassling me about how he wants to talk about women. He loves women so much. So what's up? What's with your love for women? Why?
Have you seen women?
Wow. So what is that major thing that attracts you to women? And me, like, that first thing. Some people will say ass, some people will say boobs. Like, what's that thing for you?
For me, it's the general aesthetics, right?
What do you mean by the general
depending
aesthetics?
On the species, you can understand. For some, it's that, you know. For others, it's the... You know,
I want you to be very specific here, because I want my listeners to grasp what you're saying.
I think I think that boobs will save the world. I don't know how, but they will.
What about bum bum?
Bum bum will prepare the world for the savior.
So bum bum is like a bedrock for the savior, the forerunner. Interesting. So Faye, for you, yeah, what do you think is going to save the world?
Definitely not bum bum.
Money. Oh, nice. That's interesting. What about you, Wally? What do you think will save the world? Women, boobs.
Human beings. Yes.
Such deep.
Both genders, all genders.
Obviously, all genders. So all right. I just look at this. Okay. Like, this way, like, what we had like thousands of years ago.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure they wake somebody that was alive 1,000 years ago, and they told him that now, like, he's going to enter a vehicle that's going to make him fly. He won't believe it.
Yeah, and that's
say,
true.
Or tell someone
that's
that
true.
You can communicate. You can see, like, when you were small, you ever believe that you were able to video chat somebody?
I feel like at that point, I don't even think we're thinking that far at the time.
Yes.
At the time.
Yeah. So I know human beings have done a lot of great things. Mm-hmm, they are giving credit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not giving ourselves credit for what,
like, for what we've achieved so far. I mean,
and it's one of the things that fascinates me about life. We are advancing.
Evolution has been crazy, actually.
Yes.
Has been crazy.
Yes, it's been crazy. And human beings will save human beings. I'm sure in one of these years, like, traveling to other planets, colonizing the planets, uh-huh, this is possible.
We'll see how that.
No, we might not be alive to witness it, but yeah. I don't try to explain. Like,
but basically, you think it will happen, innit?
It will happen.
Of
like,
course.
2,000 years ago, if you tell someone that, oh, it's not horse that you're going to use to go to somewhere,
yeah,
or by waka, that they'll be very cool. Like, I'm even going far with plane.
No, we are even saying 2,000 years ago. I mean, think about, like, 3 decades ago, like 4 decades ago, what tech is doing to the world right now?
Right now,
if
different.
They had told you then this is how it's going to be, we would have argued it.
We would have said that
okay, not in the next 3 decades, but now see what we are pulling.
Exactly.
So I get what you're saying. We won't come. This is Anu. What do you think will save the world?
Anu baby, exclusive.
Yes.
I think the extinction of human beings will save the world.
Real long.
Because we do so much. We do so much, like we perpetrate so much evil. So let everybody
buy. And I do. That's what you think will save the world.
Except so, me. What? And my people. And my friends. Shengbara. Maybe other person can.
I understand you, Adi. What do you think will save the world? Adi, darling, say something.
JavaScript will save the world.
I can't believe you just said JavaScript will save the world.
No. I think we humans will still, save the world.
We'll still be the ones to save the world. Yeah, but I think we humans, we're capable of actually saving the world.
Yeah,
we are capable of ruining and saving the world.
Saving the world, exactly.
Interesting.
So I think we just do better. Yeah. And I think we should learn from past civilization how they crumbled.
And
we should do better. So
yeah, I understand. Hi, Mena.
Hello, motherfucker.
So what do you think will save the world?
What do I think will save the world?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not going to be as guy. I think it's love.
Mena.
Yeah. I think it's love.
How? In what sense? Please make me understand.
Because genuinely, a lot of things that happen that causes like segregation and like different or like group is because we don't love each other. So 2-3 years ago, I was of the opinion that I acted like an homophobic person, right? Like, because at the crux of my religion is like being a gay or like a lesbian is a wrong thing. So like, please don't come close to me. Exactly. So like, not killing, no. Like, just don't. Yeah, just don't near me. Like, stay away from me. The fuck, right? But like, loving a person as a human and like recognizing that irrespective of their opinions being different or like their expression, yeah, you want to love them as a human first, right? So I'm more accommodating and I see how healthy it is, because it is in that light that you can tend to now introduce your ideas in how to like make them see different opinions or maybe show them a superior opinion than you. So I think that generally if we can show love to like people,
to one another,
yeah, it reduces the whole grouping thing of like I'm white, I'm black, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian. I think love will save all.
So love cuts across tribes, race,
like
everything. Whatever it is, because we're humans first.
Yeah, before all the old grouping of like whatever color, race.
Before I am Rukayat and you're men, we're just humans, and
we all have blood running through us. There's no color. There's no different color of the blood. There's no different size of the artery or veins or like whatnot. It's just like external things that differentiate us.
Do you still think boobs and ass will
boobs
save
or love? What will save?
Are you standing on business?
Standing on business.
Are you?
Look at me.
He's standing gallantly on business. Faith wants to change our answer. What do you think will save the world?
No, I'm not standing on business. No, I think friendships and relationships are very important. Because
no man is an island.
A lot of people think we can go through life alone, but I think at the crux of everybody's life, we would have had people that have had significant impacts one way or another. And I, for one, do not joke with friendships because I have seen
relationships.
Yeah, I've seen the value of it. So
honestly, I feel like friendships, they either make you or mar you.
Yeah.
Depending on how you want to experience the other person, how they want to experience you.
And I think that if you have great friends, I think you have everything in the world, because friends that will look out for you will do anything for you.
That's so cute, darling. All right. Thanks a lot, guys. This is a freestyle episode, Hot Takes with Ricky, season 3, episode 5. I was not expecting to record this episode, but currently I am buzzing. I hope you guys are buzzing as well. So until next time, next episode, it will be with Mena and Fadike, Hot Takes with Ricky, season 3, episode 6. I can't wait to get them on the odd scene. All right, guys, signing out.